Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This is part two of my interview with Patty Greer, Laura Eisenhower, and Randy Moggins. This is their experience of being hit with energy weapons and what their symptoms were and how they're dealing with it. If you haven't seen part one, I suggest you see that before, obviously, because to see what they say before this. But also, I do a mini documentary on the reality of energy weapons, what different governments have, what's been going on with that. It's not a full, complete documentary. It's a mini doc, but you'll get an idea of the reality of energy weapons. I wanted to tell you for my patrons that John J. Singleton, his book, he's giving it to us for free for my patrons. So if you want to go and get that on Patreon, I did a show with him about how the fraud in the banking system and how you can avoid that and how you can preserve your wealth and what the bankers and the elites know that you don't. Most of them are bankers. And he teaches you about that. And so this is a free book for my patrons. And I have the link for a Patreon here. And I also want to remind you that on April 28th, the Food Revolution Summit started. And there's 24 different top experts around the world talking about all different kind of issues, from your what to eat to help with your gut, with Alzheimer's, with cancer, heart disease, all sorts of different issues, and how to stay healthy and what the science is saying when it comes to food, the current science, and obviously mainstream. Doctors don't get much education in it one class, and the food pyramid's all goofed up. So this is, you'll learn what the true real science is saying about this, and I have the link below as well for that. And now let's get back into part two of my interview with Patty Greer, Laura Eisenhower, and Randy Moggins. Wow. So you feel that you've been part of all that. Patty, now with your stuff, you just decided not to go to those events anymore. Are people who are speakers, because you three are relative celebrities in that field. You are. I mean, Patty won the People's Choice Award. You guys have all been in this field and are so well known. Are they, why would they target you and other celebrities in that field being targeted?
Well, I think Laura being in the hospital 10 or 11 or 12 times makes a huge statement. And what I know is that I was hit on stage when I was on the David Wilcock panel. And lucky for me, I felt it because I live in my body. A lot of people are so out there that they don't realize what's going on in their body. So I'm on stage. I'm the center girl. There's six men wrapped around me. And there's David Wilcock pacing back and forth, doing his wonderful NLP. Your eyes are getting sleepy. And he does his wonderful pace back and forth. And he never looks at the audience, but he does his pace. And he's fabulous. He's perfect. And so then each of us got 5 minutes to introduce ourselves. And the first guy, wonderful Jim Mars, who I absolutely love, did his 5 minutes and talked so modestly about what he does. And then Forrester did his thing. And then they put on Robert Bival for his 5 minutes, and it went on and on. It was really cute. And every time I looked over at like 20, 25 minutes, I was thinking, wow, I guess your first panel? I mean, I shouldn't say that, but I've never seen anybody go on so long when it, you know. So while he was going on and on, I jumped. All of a sudden, something hit me up here, and I could feel it. And it was almost like, it felt almost like a blast of wind that just went floop. And I thought,
right in your heart?
Okay. Above my heart, luckily, they okay. missed.
They were aiming for that, you think. Okay.
Most likely, yeah. But then I already knew that there was somebody in the audience that I have an issue with, and I had already told security and the owner of the event the day before, if I can see him, he's too close. I already know I have an enemy that's scared of my work, and they got a clan and the whole group. But I could see them. And when I got hit the second time, I jumped, and I could definitely feel that that was not made up in my head. I wasn't imagining it, and I got up and left the stage. Cameras are going, lights are on, thousands of people, and I was like, you know what? I've got a life I want to live. This is not worth it. If people aren't going to get what's going on, and I'm going to sit up there like on a shooting match, like a little gallery animal going up and down, you know, that's just stupid. So I left the stage and I yelled at security. And Robert Bivol's going, you know, it's great, perfect. And I was gone. I was just like, not going to do it.
Go ahead.
And security said, oh, we heard you yesterday. We took care of it. And I'm forgetting who security works for. This is not a friendly group. This is a very determined group, and I think they're determined to get rid of the women. I don't think they want women on stage, especially not smart women, especially not women that speak from wisdom and their heart, rather than from misinformation they read that was intentionally set up for them to spiel a bunch of generic garbage to keep the cycle going, shall we say, counterclockwise. So anyway, I left the stage, and when I look back out there, I realized that there were a couple women wrapped around this man, and they were women who knew what was going on, and they knew what I'm dealing with, and one of them was holding a camera on the person. And it was interesting because I watched the woman start to do this on the side of her head, staring at this man, and all of a sudden he whispered to his girlfriend, and she started to massage his head with both hands, and then I saw him pour a water bottle, and he was given a migraine. And I knew in that instant, and I'm not a witchy witch, so don't let your audience go wackadoodle, but the power of women when they work together, which I didn't even expect, but it was three women that triangulated the man. And they all didn't even know each other, but coincidentally, because I talked to them afterward, somehow, and this is how I say, I know I'm working with another dimension, three different women. One was literally next to him. One was three seats away. They didn't talk about this. We didn't plan it. But the camera girl knew what I'm dealing with, and she got it all on film. Not the whole event, but definitely what was going on, yeah. And it's all been given away to many sources, so it's not like it's a secret. It's just that the field is full of scared speakers that don't want to stand up for themselves or leave. So the interesting thing is, after all the videos came out, it was the only one that wasn't available. And David Wilcock panel, you know, there's a lot of people that wanted to buy it for $10 or $15, whatever they sell them for. 9 months later, it was edited down, so you didn't see me leave. You didn't see when I came back on stage, because I knew the women took care of it, and the guy left. So I was pretty impressed that we, you know. So I got on stage, and the first thing I said was, you know what's interesting is the guys show up here with bodyguards, with all these weapons. You know what the women come with? Friends, psychics with cameras. And let's fix this. Let's clean this up. And so then I went on, and everything I said, all the women in the crowd were like, yeah. And I'm not all women's lib. I live with a wonderful man. I love you guys. But it's a very strange time where the field, I used to film when it was the great ufologists, the four-star generals, Robert Odin, Wendell Stevens, Jim Mars, of course, and Stanton Friedman Younger. You know, I mean, all of the greats that have really been in ufology for the right reasons are who I filmed. And that's probably why, I don't know, why would the Gaiam group want my stuff hidden? I have four great films they locked away. And at that time, those four films had received six prestigious awards. What was interesting about me and Randy doing that show was right after we did our show and he survived and I survived. He started getting letters from one of the boys, the older men at the Gaiam Corporation.
Oh, come on. Let's name names here.
Okay. Jay Lacey Pants Widener.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Jay started writing Randy these letters, but he also hit Randy's wall. And Randy, why don't you elaborate? Because for me, it was like, this is not about me attacking Gaiam. It's not about that at all. But the interesting gift David gave me, David Wilcock, we accidentally met in Boulder one day at a restaurant, and we spent 7 hours together, and we traded data back and forth, and he's got all this deep intel. Some of it's me, some of it's you, some of it's him. You know, it's just people. And then there's, you know, agents, of course, that are supposed to fill him with data. But I gave him some stuff where he just sat back and went, where did you get that? And what he doesn't realize and what the group doesn't realize is that the four of us are friends, friends that work together, friends that tell the truth. And there's about 12 different wonderful journalists that are actually still brave and still not paid to do garbage trash. So when the real people come on, like Randy Moggins, like Sarah Westall, like You Are Free TV, like Alfred Lambermont Weber, who's so friggin' brave, that guy is naming names at the corporation that for some reason really doesn't want my work getting out. And I said to David, why did they change their name? After I gave him like all these bombshells and he was like sitting fat, I said, okay, you owe me one. Why did they change their name? Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but David Wilcock looked me in the face and he said, they got this branding lady that said, it's not a good name, Gay I Am. And I was like, oh, you were so pulling my leg. Do not tell me that crap. And he said, nope, they changed their name because Gay I Am appeared to be bad for their reputation. So I don't know what that's about, but I thought it was very interesting. And the only other thing I want to specify, because I'm not after this group, and I don't know if they're the ones dropping all this money to hack me. I don't know. But I don't have enemies. I do. I'm like Laura. You know, we're women. We speak from our heart. I'm like you, Sarah. You know, we're not here to cause fights. But what I do know is I live in the town where their corporation is. And so I do know too much. Every time I have to evacuate for a fire, I meet somebody that built the owner's house or that did his plumbing. It's like, leave me alone. I don't want to know more. But I'm really close friends with a woman who told me, I think, one of the more gripping stories that's helping me understand maybe why we have issues with energy weapons. But I don't want to take up too much time. We should take turns. But I think I've got some answers when it comes to their healing center. And they shouldn't be doing this when there's smart people that are actually going in there. But at this corporation that's hiding my films, they have a healing center. And all the people that work there get free treatments if they want, I think. I don't know. I've just met a half a dozen of the people that went to their healing clinic, which has a chiropractor and the owner's girlfriend that plays didgeridoo, and it's glass and it's beautiful. And then there's a guy that was a needle acupuncture guy, and he's Asian with long silver hair. And he was doing this wonderful little dance around. And unfortunately, I know his entire family's got three kids that will never speak to him again, probably. And he's dragged his ex-wife through, I don't know, 6.5 years of trying to get rid of him and the divorce. But I know a lot of people that know him. And it turns out, all of a sudden, he's working at Gaiam in the Healing Center. And all of a sudden, he got fired. And I was like, how does anybody get fired there that's, you know, a healing doctor? And it turned out he was having everybody that came in, I'm not sure about men, but definitely the women, strip down to no clothing and do a full, slow turn so that he could see their energy field. And then all of a sudden, the women started talking, and they realized, we are stripping in the Gaiam Healing Center, Okaya Healing Center, for this Asian man who's looking at our energy field. And so it turned out the women got together and they freaked out. And they were like, wait a minute, you too? I thought it was just me. I thought, you know. And they were like, how does he see energy?
And so he was just he was a scummy loser that they got rid of. How do you think that relates to energy weapons and what they're doing? Just a quick break from the program to tell you about another summit that's coming up, and it's about ketones. And everybody, the rage has been about ketones because it helps burn fat and reduce inflammation. They have a series of videos that are going to start May 7th. And what you will learn is how ketones help you burn fat for energy, reduce inflammation, and how they may help prevent and eradicate diabetes, cancer, autoimmune deficiencies. And what you'll learn in this health summit is, what is ketosis? How does it work? And how to separate fact from fiction? How to overcome the challenges of being keto adapted? Whether you should start a keto diet or not, how to shop, live, and eat in a ketogenic lifestyle, and how you can do a keto, whether you're a meat eater, a vegetarian, or vegan even. So I will have that information below. Sign up before the Health Summit starts on May 7th if you want access to discounts. Me, for one, I want a way to be able to burn more fat. Trust me, as I get older, it's becoming harder and harder. So let's get back into our interview now.
Well, then there was a back room that my friend said she went into. The guy also frequents Thailand for months at a time. That's all I'm going to say. But I wonder why he was having all of them turn slowly. Sometimes, I don't know. But, you know, when you look at how they get politicians to behave, they have them on film doing something. So that's all I'm going to say. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe they were being filmed, but a lot of people realized they were doing something that was inappropriate. And so he's like the guru in Boulder for people dying of cancer. I'm just, again, when somebody gets caught doing something by this many people, the police should have been called, but they weren't. So I think there's correlations that I'm leading up to. But my friend said, and then I went in the back room. And he has this really special machine that's non-FDA approved. And it's this Russian secret technology where they're working with your plasma field. And all of a sudden I went, oh, no, not William Levengood's machine. Please tell me no. Oh, my God.
Is it? Is it his machine?
I don't know. They described it to me, the bits and parts, and I know exactly what Lefty's machine looked like because I saw it. And I saw the last of the graph. You hold the rods, and it measures your plasma field, and then you get a full read of your body, and Lefty could look at you and say, you've got a bone broken here, and you got a hurt back there, and you're going, oh, my God, that's true. And then you'd put your hands on the third machine, and this magnet would go back and forth, and you come back and hold the rods again, and you are clean as a whistle. But if you turn it counter-rotating, you can destroy matter. I don't know if it's a coincidence. I don't know why all this information is shoved in my face, but I do know that these things are real, they're happening, and that they exist. And I know there's a hallway, because I know too many employees, you guys should leave me alone, that nobody can go down.
Well, that is strange, a back room with place that nobody can go down. Do you, Laura and Randy, have you also been targeted at an event where these people have been? I mean, is there a connection to these people, or do you not, could it be anybody? You know what I'm saying? Have you had the same situation with Gaia?
Not with Gaia specifically, although I was in Boulder, Colorado in 2013 at a three-day conference, an energy conference. And at that time, I had an extensive conversation with a Gaia insider. A month later, after coming back from that event, I developed an infection that abscessed in my elbow and caused me to have surgery. And that surgery then required massive antibiotics, which I'm allergic to. I'm pretty much nearly died from the antibiotics. I don't know how you connect all that. Let's just say that there's a lot of coincidences around certain events, and not just Gaia events either. I want to point that out. That I think right now, just caveat to the public, generally UFO conferences, and especially certain high profile UFO conferences, represent an extreme danger, especially to people who are targeted individuals. We have people on record on my show is stating they were being abducted at major UFO conferences, and people are being targeted. People are being pulled out of conferences and wind up in very strange situations. So, you know, from my standpoint, if you're going to a conference, and specifically a UFO conference, You need to go there fully aware of your surroundings at all times and be very, very careful about who you're contacting and who you're talking to.
And you guys have been generating a list of people who have had some of these same symptoms and
Yeah.
problems, aren't you? You're starting to generate that list.
Yes. Yes.
Now, who else has gone on record saying that they've been hit that are well known in this community that you know of?
Me, are you asking me?
Yeah, whoever wants to answer it, yeah.
Okay, so we did an interview with Elisa E, who's very well known on the internet. She's done numerous interviews. Elisa E is a Project Monarch MK Ultra operative who has managed to transition out of the program to a certain degree. She testified on our show to events that took place at Lachlan. I guess it was originally called the Crash Retrieval Conference. It's at Laughlin Air Force, near Laughlin, Nevada. And it was at that event where she had missing time of about 8 to 10 hours, woke up, was sick, and has memories of having been abducted and reprogrammed.
Interesting. Laura, have you also been hit at an event, and do you know others as well who have been?
Well, definitely, Patty. And yeah, I get hit at events. I mean, it's the sort of thing that's where they can easily find you. I mean, that's sort of like, oh my gosh, this is where they all gather. And it has nothing to do with the event organizers. I mean, these events are great. Some people come with protection and bodyguards. I don't have that luxury.
But that
But
wouldn't
yeah.
help you, right? A bodyguard's not going to help you from an energy
No, it's not
weapon.
the block. Yeah, I mean, carrying like orgonite, shungite, and certain stones and crystals and essential oils and doing other things like that are my technique. Bodyguards probably are more to, block a bullet. But yeah, there's no way for another human to stop that. But you'll notice, some people do have that for security reasons because, I mean, part of the targeting is also being able to beam commands to mind control vulnerable people that, could do something violent or criminal. So that's a concern because, I mean, a lot of times I get targeted through people. I went to one event, I won't name the event, where a volunteer at the event offered to give me a ride to the airport and sexually assaulted me. So I don't know if that's like a targeting or just a really deranged person that, just didn't know how to take no for an answer. So as far as like the energy weapons, I'm so used to being blasted with them that it's become like a part of my personality, which is why I talk fast.
Well,
I would say
I just would think that,
a little
you
worse.
start, go ahead.
It is a little worse at events. Yeah. I'm always very, I feel a lot of nervous energy, not because I'm shy about speaking at all. It's just something that I feel energetically. And there have been times, one or two events that I had to go to the hospital while I was at the event. I think two different events. I had to actually leave because I was getting beamed so hard.
Is anybody actually being able to put some numbers behind this and some facts and research? Because if there's starting to be a pattern of numerous people, I mean, that's what I'm trying to get to is, what is really going on? How can we identify it? How can we, because we know, that this is the technology
Well,
is available. Go ahead.
the problem, Sarah, is that gathering data in this particular arena is very difficult. Many of the people who would be our best data sources are themselves part of the same clandestine projects, whatever you want to call them. And gathering those numbers and statistics and getting any kind of documentary evidence is nearly impossible, largely because when these abductions take place, there's a fair amount of missing time, wiped memory, trauma that occurs with these. You see, they've hidden behind a wall of basically traumatizing people for the last 70 years in these intelligence operations. We have to consider that the UFO scene itself specifically is an intelligence operation. And Laura said that earlier when she talked about the aviary and people like John Alexander, who have been fixtures in this for 30 to 40 years. the same handlers over and over. What Patty said, they don't want women. It's an old boy network. This is the way it's been run. This is just another wing of the military industrial complex. And so from what I understand in terms of people who come to conferences, and I go to very few anymore, I'm going to do one this year because I'm speaking. And other than that, I'm staying away from them. My sense is there are people there who are literally lured into these conferences, literally psychotronically in some cases lured into these conferences as pigeons. So gathering data and evidence that would hold up as eyewitness testimony and hard scientific evidence is nearly impossible. It's like a lot of what we cover in this field in the area of black science, paranormal, UFOs, and abductions is that it's very difficult to get statistics or good, hard eyewitness evidence.
Well, and I know you don't have much more time, so I want to ask you, what do you recommend for people? Just to stay away, watch things on the internet? I mean, what should people do to protect themselves?
Stay away.
I'll jump in on.
Yep. Go ahead, Laura.
I mean, I think it's really important that we gather as communities. I just think the more awareness that we bring at these events, I understand why Patty, you know, and Randy would want to stay away based on what they've been through already. I'm definitely not doing as many as I used to do, but I do see the importance in, you know, community building and showing up and meeting people face to face. I have greater protection now. I've got, you know, a good partner, and I've got ways to buffer myself and different tools that I use to keep my energy protected. But I think it's something that, you know, should be more vocalized at these events. We can call some of these individuals out, because the minute you start sharing that energy, it's going to light up the people that are behind it in the audience. They're going to be like, what? You know, you can just see the energy shift in a person when you begin to call them out, because that truth frequency does not, especially when it's directed at the perpetrator, it's not going to sit well. They're going to probably turn beet red and get nervous. So, you know, it might help us to flush some of those people out. And I would just recommend to those that show up, it's not something that you need to avoid. It's not so much that the audience is getting targeted. There's just individuals that show up that have greater access to those of us, like the women, that they want to, you know, take down. You know, but it's just good to have protective stones, and just like anywhere, it's no different than anywhere else. We're all targeted as a human race. But I think, you know, to protect the speakers, we just need to give it more of a voice. And that's why I'm grateful to be on the show and that these topics are being discussed.
Great. Yeah.
I want to elaborate here because I want to take it a little further. I think Laura is more optimistic than I am. And
can
she's
I just,
still willing-
I'm going to have to jump off of this call. I have a business appointment and I really need to run. So I appreciate being on today and thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
Randy,
guys.
Thank you. You are doing amazing work in the world.
Blessings to you all. See you soon. Bye.
We got him for an hour. He'll listen to this because, you know, again, I think that you asked me about the wheelchair event, which was the worst thing I've ever been through in my life. And Laura knows about it, but and both of you mentioned C60. It is what got me through. And C60 is like the new, here's my bottle because I took a big swig right before I got on the show. But all three of us ladies here left are doing C60 Purple Power. And what it is a molecule that's bringing our bodies back to normal after we've been hit with all this damage. And I do believe it's making a difference, whereas nothing else I could have found did. And that's how I survived without going to a doctor. But the second year, last year when I went to contact to the desert event, they tried to fire me an hour, about 2 months before the event. And I was already on all their posters. They'd already promoted me. But somehow they all of a sudden decided Patty Greer shouldn't speak. Even though she packed the house the last 2 years, let's not have her speak. So the lady that used to be this beautiful, soft-spoken, that all of a sudden turned into a raging freak show that runs the desert event called me and she said, She talks really fast now. It's almost like she's not the same person. But she, I think I figured out what she said was, "I'm three speakers over and you can't come and speak." And I was like, "Well, this is my third year." And anyway, the punchline was, they wanted to pay me less. They stuck me in a hotel down the road. And because I don't do mornings, they put me on at 7:30 Sunday morning after the big party. And when I got there, the room was, the sound guys were all in serapes, and they were wrapped up because they were told to take the heat all the way down to the bass. And so the room was freezing. It was 7 in the morning when I got there. And so it was a very clear thing to try and, number one, they put me in the huge room so I would look like I couldn't draw a crowd at 7:30 in the morning, but the place was packed. And I got everybody on their feet. We threw on some funk music. Everybody danced. We heated up the room. And then I did a great talk. We had a lot of fun. The room was packed. And, it worked. I had a line around the block. But to buy movies, and it was wonderful. But it was a surprise to me that I had to work that hard to get by. And all of a sudden, now I'm sitting at my table, and there's a huge line, and I'm signing autographs, whatever. And this is the last gig I will probably be seen at because I'm done. But my psychic friend with the camera was sitting with me, and I said to her, "Ugh, there's that guy again. And he's standing really close to me at about 30 feet, and he's got his arms crossed, and I don't trust him." And I did say, I'll just admit it energetically, "Get rid of him. Just make him go away. She's pretty strong." And so she said, "I've got a better idea." So she got up with her big camera and she walked up to him and the night vision goggles guy that he was talking with. And she said, "Hi, I'm here to take your picture." And so she took the camera and took a shot. And he leaned into her and he said, "Nobody takes my picture." And this was the head of the corporation hiding my films. And he was hiring the night vision guy to do the night vision tour for the Ancient Aliens cruise. So I guess he's also running, his corporation is running Ancient Aliens, Ancient Alien cruise, who knows? All the UFO events, who knows? But they certainly appear to be everywhere.
Well, this industry
And
has really changed, right? I mean, it feels very different
yeah.
from before. We don't, it's already a little over an hour right now. Do you have anything that you want to finish out and say? Because I want to make sure you get to say what you want on air. But Laura, you too. Anything you want to say as we
Oh yeah,
finish?
The punchline is that of 2 days later, a friend came up to me and he said, "I'm supposed to tell you, you better back off and stop, sending people to take their photo." And I didn't do anything of the kind. I just, said energetically. And so 2 days later, as I was leaving the area, I was at the airport and I hit the floor and I realized that I was paralyzed. I couldn't walk. I couldn't function. And there I was at the airport by myself. The shuttle dropped me off and I needed a wheelchair to get to the gate. And I was like, "What the hell just happened to me?" And then I needed a wheelchair to get off the plane in Denver. And then I needed a wheelchair to get from baggage claim because there was no way I could walk. I've been recovering for 10 months. And it has been incredibly painful. What happened was, and my boyfriend, whose father was very high DIA, military family, has a lot of power, so back off. He said, "You got hit with a torsion weapon, and it's something that spins. It spun my hips incorrectly." And I got so upset that I went on public media, and I've got a pretty wide fan base. And so I said, "Did anybody else get hit at this event?" And so I have a list of people that got hit at the event and a list of people that keep getting hit at events. And so does other people. Other journalists are getting lists. So yeah, there's a lot of people. But there was a man that was a volunteer at this event who went through the same thing as I did. He all of a sudden, 2 days later, couldn't walk. And he barely got to the hospital in Palm Springs. $80,000 later, days in the hospital, tests and stuff and medications, which you couldn't pay me to do, they found nothing. And all of the people that I spoke with, they found nothing
Do
at the
you think an
hospitals.
Eastern medicine doctor might find something that measures energy and things?
I have no idea, But what I do know is that I don't trust doctors anymore. Personally, I pray nothing serious ever happens again, because what Randy said about going and getting at the hospital and then they filled him up with all the poison, this is part of the plan. You know, they're all kind of in a thing together. And the interesting thing is that C60, Purple Power, and Rolfing is how I came back. And I'm so much better, but I'm still dealing with it. And when I came off the mountain, when I got hit, I stayed at a friend's place for 2 weeks. While we were taking a walk one day, you know, around her usual place, a few days later, I went back to my cabin. She got hit on that walk. 1/4 of her face blew up. Her eye is still messed up. And her dog yelped. 9 days later, her dog died. Healthy dog. She was healthy. The burn on her quarter of her face, it missed her brain and skinned her face, burned her face, and hit the dog, and the dog died. And I watched. That was the strangest thing. But this is very dangerous. And you can bet that these events coming up this summer are going to be magnets for these people. I find it incredibly dangerous. You will not see me there. You will only see me on shows with intelligent people who are doing the work for the planet. Laura is one. She is so brave. But, you know, there's nobody left at these events that I want to go and listen to hardly, because it's really sad. They don't even realize they're getting hit when they're doing their talks. If they go and, you know, I think they're getting hit a lot more than they know. And once you weaken a person's brain and do the mind control implanting of ideas, and then you get them in this egocentric thing of, oh, we're part of this really powerful group, and anybody that talks badly about us, you know, they're the bad people. And so now we've got this major separation in ufology. And I think probably because of the pain that I went through, I have no interest in going to war anymore. But I am going to sit back, tell the truth, and be who I've always been. And hopefully, I'm doing enough clever things now to be able to get the films out. And my movies are available at cropcirclefilms.com, cropcirclefilms with an S dot com. I've got 8 movies. I've won 8 awards. And you will not see anything for distribution until this stuff changes, unless these miracles come about. And there are miracles coming about. So I believe in C60, the molecule that's healing us, even from these attacks, 5G, all of this really difficult stuff we're in. We do have solutions. Wearing moldavite, having shungite around our computers. These are things that we can buy at crystal stores. And the C60, very, very interesting. One more story. There's a lovely blonde named Regina who's done a few shows on the Gaiam TV. And one of them she did was on the only black C60 product that's made with raw production ashes. And it's a very different quality than Max Live Longer Labs and Ken at C60 Purple Power. Those two guys have really high quality C60. But it's interesting, there's only one guy making his own in his lab, and he's doing it with olive oil. But anyway, they put out this poor blonde who does shows for them. She put out a show with the only guy doing perhaps C60 that could be carcinogenic. And I only say that because I read all the things that Ken the scientist talks about. And the other thing that she did a show about, which I think is very concerning, is she's promoting this thing and she's calling it, two Canadian guys, the FLFE. And it's where you can pay a few $100 to let the corporation, I think it's Gaiam, or it's their people that they had this blonde Meredith, Regina Meredith, promoting these two Canadian guys that didn't really seem like they invented this plasma machine. But what they're selling now is a membership to this Fluffy that will send frequencies into your home, your guest home, and your mountain home 24/7. So you can have your home fluffyized by product that's being sold through the Gaia TV group, through the lovely blonde Regina. And she's promoting these two guys in Canada that are perhaps flooding your house with these frequencies 24/7. And you give them $300, $350, and you sign a permission slip, and they can do whatever they want to your house with these frequencies. And so the only reason I know about this is because one of the people that got hit when I got hit started to write me. And that person said to me, my partner and I signed up for this other thing that they were offering. And I said, well, so she told me about the fluffy. And she said, but I got immediately depressed. I started having suicidal thoughts for the first time in my life. And then my husband got rushed off to the emergency room, and now he's dying of cancer. And I am watching this beautiful couple be shredded. And they had fluffy. And it had just started, and it was within the first month that he was rushed to the hospital. I don't know if it has anything to do with each other, but these are pieces that I find concerning. And I'm only talking facts. I'm not slandering. I'm not coming up with ideas. I'm saying, yes, I've had a lot of people write to me. I know three other journalists that have had a lot of people write to them about being attacked by weapons. But this particular fluffy thing is concerning because what you're buying is spirituality. You're buying this high frequency raining down on your home 24/7, and you will all of a sudden get your spirituality to 500 like us because we are so highly spiritual. So they're going to pay and have their houses radiated, or whatever the word would be, affected so that they can raise their spirituality. And I think that it perhaps should be looked into.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't really want to do that unless you... That sounds like a good idea. Now, Laura, since we're ending the show, what do you want to finish with something? Make sure you get everything in here.
Yeah, I feel like, gosh, I got to really share a lot. I don't really have much else to say except, you know, we are in this shift time where... I mean, people talk about ascension symptoms, and I think, you know, part of what people are going through is how our bodies are moving into sort of like an override frequency, a state or level of consciousness and awareness that will help us to combat these sort of attacks, but we're kind of still a bit in the thick of it. And, yeah, just to, you know, like Patty was saying, become more aware. You have to really feel into your body to know you're being attacked, because you know, part of the attack is, you know, going to control the things that you do and the things that you say. And our sensitivity to it is our refusal to allow it to penetrate our consciousness or our brains or our thoughts. And so it ends up being more physical. The reason maybe it isn't physical for others is, you know, maybe it just gets in there so easily. And that's why you can recognize, you know, people in a particular program that seem to be thriving, but yet they're not conscious individuals that are able to look at the deeper truths or hidden realities or, you know, what it really means to be sovereign on a spiritual level. You know, this other, there's the new age deceptions, and then there's, you know, of course, the control of religion. And where's the middle ground here is for us to just awaken to our multidimensional energies and really, you know, recognize the weaponry that's out there so that we can take steps to rise above it and know the difference between, you know, real illness, ascension symptoms, and being blasted. And so that we know how to address it accordingly. And I do readings to assist with that, you know, looking at charts to sort of see the source of where certain challenging energies are coming from. So if anybody wants to check out my website, it's cosmicgaia.org. And yeah, I kind of specialize in, you know, working with strengthening ourselves in the face of all this sort of thing. But, you know, sometimes we have to take a bunch of steps back to gain the ultimate strength. And know what we're up against, even if it means that we're going to be a little bit down for a while or not well or injured. It's okay, as long as you know, we're getting the right messages and we're opening our minds up to what we're up against. There's nothing we can't handle.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you guys both got your opportunity to put your plug in. That's what I was looking for. So thank you so much for joining. And I know you weren't feeling that well, Laura, so thank you for joining us. And I hope you guys both have an amazing day.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you. And you are so brave. The shows that you are pulling off, Sarah Westall, I am amazed that you are so sweet and you are doing the heaviest shows on the market. So the last thing I do want to promote is the fact that I am putting out a movie that can't be stopped now. It's called The Women of Today, of all things. It's my only non-looking UFO movie, but it does feature Laura Eisenhower, and it does feature Barbara Lamb and Patty Greer. So you got three contactees in there. But it's really about the power of women and the beauty of women. And sure enough, that master was squashed and whatever. And so I redid it with a fantastic editor, and it'll be out soon, and it's going to hit the world hard. And what an interesting way to start with the women of today. And like I said, I live with a man. I love intelligent, balanced, wonderful men. And I think it's going to be the women who make it to the end of the show. Hello, ladies. And I love Randy, and who are going to bring the change that the world needs. So as Laura talks about bringing back the balance, we've been so out of balance with all the horrificness of the world and the dark energies. It's going to have to be a lot more of the women now coming forward. And so I love it that they're destroying all the UFO conferences with the same faces, same everything, every time. It's all men. It's all same stuff. And now they have to say the certain things or they're not allowed to speak, and they're all willing. So it's going to be the beautiful ending of the old and the bringing in of the new. It's going to have to be the new that's going to change things, and it's the women that are going to bring it. So I love all you men. I do. Please support your ladies. Please support the ladies that are out there trying to save the world, even at the cost of getting hit with energy weapons. Laura, you're hanging in there. I'm done. I said no to all three gig offers this year. I will do shows like Sarah's and other big shows, and that's how I'm going to go public for free. Love you, world.
Thanks, Patty.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.